USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court John Roberts and President Trump have both condemned the remarks, and now Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices would pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Schumer is referring to Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Chief Justice Roberts calling Schumer's remarks not only inappropriate but also dangerous. The coronavirus has now spread to more than 75 countries. There are 11 confirmed deaths here in the United States from it. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A cruise ship is being held off the coast of San Francisco after a former passenger died from the coronavirus. California now under a state of emergency as a result. Governor Gavin Newsom made the declaration yesterday after an elderly man went on a cruise to Mexico aboard that ship a couple of weeks ago, got sick and died in isolation at a hospital, marking that state's first death from the virus. Vice President Mike Pence has been tasked with leading the federal response to the virus. He's heading to Washington State today to meet with Governor Jay Inslee as that state deals with 10 deaths linked to the rapidly spreading virus. The Bloomberg campaign is calling on Democrats to unite behind frontrunner Joe Biden. Former candidate Michael Bloomberg saying yesterday that he would be ending his run and endorsing Biden as the candidate that can beat President Trump in November. Bloomberg spent about $500 million of his own personal fortune on his campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One of America's most loved TV game show hosts updates us on his health. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's been a year since Jeopardy's Alex Trebek told the world he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He checks in with all of his millions of fans, updating us on his fight against the disease.
The one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker. Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not-so-good days. I joked with friends that the cancer won't kill me, the chemo treatments will. There were moments of great pain, days when certain bodily functions no longer functioned, and sudden, massive attacks of great depression that made me wonder if it really was worth fighting on. But I brushed that aside quickly.
And the South by Southwest Music, Film, and Tech Festival is going on as scheduled, despite some concerns it might be canceled because of the coronavirus. The 10-day event will run from the 13th of this month through the 22nd in Austin, Texas. The festival drew over 400,000 people from over 100 countries last year. Organizers say they're monitoring the outbreak, and Austin city officials say they can halt the festival if it seems to be a health risk. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.